Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
You may not remember this, but this was the Hulk Hogan theme song, I guess, at one point or another. So Hulk Hogan's, I guess at this point, she would be the ex-widow.
Well, I think she'd just be the ex-wife now.
Ex-wife. Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. She is pissed at the Emmy Awards. And the reason why is because he was not part of the In Memoriam. The In Memoriam, in case you don't know, is where they show all the people that died in the last year that was part of the industry. And she said, quote, WWF... At the top of the hour when he came on to wrestle, Hulk Hogan had the highest ratings on NBC, beating all other competition for that time slot 4 years. She made the suggestion that it was his support of Donald Trump that left him off. I think maybe it was because he was a racist, but more so, maybe it was the fact that wrestlers aren't part of the In Memoriam. And that's where we're at right now. What are your thoughts on this? 916-909-1065. Katie and I completely disagree. Kevin, I don't know how you feel about this.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why they would be left out. I mean, other than the fact that there'd be some every year. It's a tough lifestyle. But
right, yeah.
They're on TV. It's the Emmys. So why wouldn't they be included?
I think for the same reason that football players aren't included in the Emmy, in memoriam, because they're athletes. They're not actors. They're not producers. They're not writers. They're athletes. Is professional wrestling a sport or is it not a sport?
No, it's not a sport. It's a show.
I think professional wrestling fans try to make the argument that. These are athletes. These are.
They are athletic. It is an athletic job, no doubt. But it is a show. It is scripted. It isn't a game. A sports team, like a football game, it's anything can happen. You know, they are competing against each other. Where in wrestling, they are performers.
So a text message we got into 916-909-1065 just says, get rid of the In Memoriam segment altogether. I mean, it is kind of weird. They're like, and here they come. All of our dead.
Still dead.
It's a tribute. I think it's nice. You sit there during the Oscars and you just go, Oh, I forgot. Right.
That's every time. It's like, oh, that's right.
I don't know. I just think that if we're...
Okay, well, do you personally think wrestling's a sport?
I think it is closer to a sport than it is closer to a show.
I think you just don't know enough about it then, because there are producers, there are directors, there are script writers, there are costumers, there are lighting people, there are music directors. Like, how is that not a show?
I think because it's still an athletic competition,
okay,
I guess.
Think about, remember the show American Gladiators?
Yeah.
Okay, that was athleticism.
Right.
And I think they actually were competing against each other, and you didn't really know who was going to win.
It was like a game show.
But would you have called that a sport?
No, that was a game show. That was different. That was a game show. You had regular people competing for money.
But it had all of the elements of a show, right?
So do you think that Blaze should have been considered for the In Memoriam segment?
Probably. Were they? I mean, was it somebody that was regularly on TV?
That should... News people are regularly on TV, you know? But like Lester Holt, Sacramento's own, when he dies, probably shouldn't be part of In Memoriam.
Is there a category for news at the Emmys?
No, but there's not a category for professional wrestling.
I mean, there's Kevin, categories what do you... for like cinema, like production and everything, right?
Where do you stand on this? Should a professional wrestler be part of an In Memoriam?
Absolutely, especially when he had shows that he was like on TV a lot too.
What shows did he
Didn't
have a show?
He had a show himself about him and his family.
Oh,
Hogan or something like that.
Hogan Knows Best. Wasn't that it?
No. It was an actual show about him and his family. It was like a reality show behind the scenes.
I mean, that actually...
Hogan Knows Best. You were right.
I was right.
Shut up.
Okay.
Yeah, they were on TV from 2005 to 2007.
Okay, so then that alone should get him In Memoriam,
right?
Shouldn't it?
Then on top of that, WWE.
Well, hold on. Was Ozzy Osbourne part of the In Memoriam?
He probably should have been.
He should have been, yeah.
That was a very famous TV show.
Hmm.
Just like WWE is a very popular TV show.
Okay, so you're saying that like Junkyard Dog, like in other professional wrestlers, when they die, Iron Sheik should be part of the In Memoriam.
But he didn't have his own show, Junkyard Dog.
No, okay. But they were on a show.
They were on a wrestling show.
The
reality show, I guess, is a good example.
I mean, what's the problem with them being, is it because they have a silly name?
Yes. But also the fact that like you're on TV so that you can do pile drivers and grind barbed wire across your forehead and like, you know, put your hand to your ear. I don't know. It just seems like that when you cross-reference that with like, I don't know, Noah Wiley's performance on The Pit seems a little debased.
But I'm not saying that they should have necessarily won.
Somebody texted in to 909-1065 and said Ozzy was part of the In Memoriam. Okay, if Ozzy was part of the In Memoriam, then so should Hulk Hogan, minus the fact that he was racist.
Well, I'm here that to tell alone. You, hold on. If you think your precious Mel Gibson isn't going to be part of the Oscars In Memoriam when we lose him, you better say he shouldn't be right now.
That's a good point. All right, fine.
Because that guy is anti-Semitic.
I've never heard that word said with so much pizzazz.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
blinds.com. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.